Hi, I'm Janet Shield Scott, and you're listening to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com, a lifestyle talk guide with expert advice on beauty, fashion, wellness, real estate, entertainment, and fun celebrity secrets.
Hello, and welcome to each and every one of you. I'm your host, Janet Shield Scott. Today's special guest is smooth jazz artist Homer T. Williams Jr. And ladies, he's not just talented, he's also quite handsome. But before we get to Homer, I'd like to read an inspirational quote from the sun-gazing page on Facebook. Never stop doing little things for others. Sometimes those little things occupy the biggest part of our hearts. And I think that's true because sometimes you can kind of maybe take a cup of coffee to someone if they're not feeling well, or a cup of tea, or noticing whether or not they like milk in their coffee or not. It's just the little details in people's lives that sometimes make a difference. And now, without wasting another minute, let's get to the amazing, talented producer, writer, composer, smooth jazz, and gospel artist, Homer T. Williams Jr. He once was the opening act for Teddy Pendergrass, Stylistics, Dramatics, and other popular groups back in the 80s. But then fate took a turn for... I wouldn't say the worst, but fate took a turn, and he became a caregiver for his parents for 15 years. We'll let Homer tell us about that and how he made his comeback. Hi, Homer.
Hi, Mr. Scott. How are you?
I'm good. Can you call me Janet?
Janet.
All right. Okay. So, yeah, that was pretty... devastating there to have to stop the career that you were doing and that you love so much to be a caregiver, but I know it was for two people that you love dearly. So tell us about how that happened. You were in the limelight and then all of a sudden this happens, because it's happening quite frequently these days.
Well, the issue was even bigger than just the opening act things. I was working with a partner. His name is Sage Ali, and we were just embarking on a solo record for him that was going to come out on Capitol Records, and my mother was diagnosed with cancer, and it was really a no-brainer for me. I'm an only child, and I just needed to be near my mother, there for my mother, and I don't regret that at all. My parents supported me all through my music career and nurtured me. My father was a musician as well. So I did what should be done.
Mm-hmm. Now, did your dad play for anyone that we would know?
No, my father, his career was cut short because he came up in an era where just down in the Depression. So he ended up supporting his family and going into the military. He was in World War II. But he was a quite gifted organist.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, and so now you became the caregiver. During that time, how did you get through that? Did music help you? Did you play music there at home in between the times of trying to help out your parents? Tell us about that.
Yes, during the down times, which would usually be in the wee hours of the morning, I would write and just practice my craft. I didn't really have a lot of people around. As I said, I was an only child. And I found solace in the music.
Mm-hmm. And was that when you created some of the songs that we're listening to?
Actually, no. Some of that music I haven't even recorded. The music that you're listening to now, some of it is brand new, and a couple of things are a few years old. The gospel music that I did, I created when my father fell ill, and I was kind of coaxed into doing some gospel tracks by a very, very good friend who has passed away as well.
Mm. Is that God is good, or is that
the absolutely. That was a song I wrote for Mr. Lloyd Ivey, Lord, You've Been Good. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because during all my years of playing music, my father was very closed-mouthed about whatever little bit of talent I had. And I never will forget the first thing that he said positive to my face. We were working on one of the songs, and I had my studio in the house. And my father was listening the whole time. And the next morning when I was getting his breakfast and all that sort of thing, he just commented, he had tears in his eyes about how the music helped him sleep through the night, how it soothed him. And that was just monumental for me.
Oh, wow. See, and that goes back to that quote, some of the little things that occupy the biggest part of people's hearts. Wow.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And so then you went on to care for your parents, and they eventually passed away, which I'm sorry to hear that. But how did you end up getting back on your feet after that, and what inspired you?
Well, see, the last project was the project down in my little home studio with my gospel partner, and he persuaded me to start doing churches, and we ended up doing a number of gospel programs, but we weren't readily accepted simply because I was blending a little R&B smooth jazz with gospel, and I come from a very rural area, and everything is quartet. Even though we would do well on the shows, it still was difficult to gain any kind of acceptance. And from that, I slowly started segueing back into nightclubs and casinos and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, and then you play a lot of instruments. You started out with the percussions, and oh, and you said you play the violin. I played the violin too, and won an award when I was in junior high. Yeah, tell me about yours.
Probably the most unpopular instrument in the world for a young man of color would be the violin. But for some reason, it just spoke to me. I don't know why. Some of my heroes at 10 or 11 years old were Mozart and Chopin and all that. And it was different, and I considered myself different. So I started playing the violin when I was 11 or 12.
And you played the percussions before that, right?
Yes, yes.
And
played drums before that.
Okay, and then you went on to... to play the piano,
absolutely,
and do you play guitar as well, or
bass guitar? Yes.
I guess it should
never,
be. Go ahead.
Sorry, never really mastered anything on the sixth string. I love the guitar, but it just wasn't part of my programming.
Well, hey, you play a lot of instruments already. I guess it should be, what is it that you don't play?
Thank you.
And so did you work with any other artists with your music and playing your music? Or did you play all the instruments in your music yourself? Because you have Art of Cool. I love that. And then At
Thank
Night
you.
With All My Heart, Autumn Breeze, which ended up going to the top of the charts on Song Vault, I believe it is.
Yes. The answer to that question is I work alone. And sometimes this sounds condescending, but I always have to say that although I use sequencers and drum machines and all that, I am actually playing every note. There are no samples. There are no loops. When a song is 128 bars, I play every one of those instruments for those 128 bars. Very little quantization or any of that stuff.
Well, you are just super talented, I must say.
Oh, thank you.
And out of your songs, which of your are your favorite?
Oh, wow. I probably would say At Night because that was my first, between That Night and Autumn Breeze, because they were my first attempt at smooth jazz. I never set out to be a smooth jazz artist. It's that I'm not really a singer, so I ended up doing instrumental music.
That's beautiful, though. I mean, because you can, with instrumental music, I used to play it. I used to teach fitness, and it was the only music that I could play that was upbeat, and that was, and then if I wanted to go into a cool down mode, I could, but there were no offensive lyrics, or there are no offensive lyrics in smooth jazz, and so people used to call my class the smooth jazz fitness class, because that's all I played there. But what do you do in order to prepare yourself for the stage? Do you work out, or do you have a special diet? Is there anything you don't eat before you go on stage? How does that work with you?
I wish I could say I have some special diet. I don't like to eat before a performance. Just is unsettling for me. I don't smoke or drink or any of that stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just don't do any of those things. As far as preparing, a lot of times, because I would be involved with the sound production and lighting and all that, I would be so involved, there'd be no real preparation, except try to look good, try to sound good, get on stage and go to work.
All right, and what do you do to try to look good, since I have a beauty website here that I work on, beauty and entertainment? What do you do to try to look good for the stage?
Wow. I don't know quite how to answer that. I do my best to be a very clean-cut individual, and I like fashion. I like to look a little different. But there's no big... I'm not a fashionista. I don't have a stylist or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So do you like cologne? Do you wear a special cologne? Or do you do anything special to your hair? Or
Unfortunately, for some people, I like colognes too much. I grew up, and this is going to sound so strange, but I grew up with a mother who liked Estee Lauder products.
Oh, no, it's not good. Hey, I'm with her.
And there was this one scent that I would steal from her. Oh, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but white linen. I love white linen. Oh,
I just sprayed some of that in my bedroom last night. Wow.
Okay, so you understand. And white linen on a man smells totally different than it does on a woman.
Absolutely. You know? It smells different on each person, because once that cologne or perfume settles into the chemistry of your own skin, then it does bring on a different scent on different people. Okay, so you like that. Anything else that you do?
I guess because during the 80s, you know, the hair situation was out of control, and I don't think I ever came into the 90s or the 2000s, so I still wear my hair kind of long. I keep it, I don't have it as long as I used to, but, you know, I kind of keep it well-maintained.
Mm-hmm. Well-maintained. And what do you use briefly just to maintain your hair?
Sometimes a lot of products. Some mousse sometimes. Gels, if I want to. I wear it slick back a lot. I can't believe I'm talking about this. I don't know. Just I try to keep up my heritage, because I'm African American, obviously, but my father was French and Seminole Indian. Mm. So we sometimes, as Native Americans, will pride ourselves in our locks, as African Americans do as well.
So it comes from a little bit of everywhere, then.
And a little bit
everywhere. Yeah, and it's working. I must say it's working, because in your pictures, you look really good. Your music is now featured all over the world. So how do you feel about that now, after having to stop doing what you were doing for a while, and then now knowing that your music is being played everywhere?
Two words. Honored, humbled. I really didn't think that I was going to, you know, after I gave up what I was doing, I really didn't see a way back because music had changed so much. And so that's probably been my saving grace that I'll name drop for a second or two. One of the first people that encouraged me to get into the smooth jazz area was a guy named Brian O'Neill. And Brian O'Neill, not real well known, but he's Tim's keyboard player. And he encouraged me, never met him face to face, but he took time out to write to me and correspond back and forth, and it encouraged me. It really encouraged me to
okay,
go in the direction of smooth jazz.
All right. Well, just let us know where we can listen to you or find out more about you, like on Facebook or YouTube.
Absolutely. You can find me on Reverb Nation. I have a Facebook page, YouTube, just the usual Twitter and all that. You just look under Homer T. Williams Jr.
Thank you so much. Is there anything more that you'd like to share with the listeners?
All I'll say is thank you for listening. God bless you. I'm honored. Keep listening and stay tuned.
All right. Thank you, Homer. And don't forget to love, laugh, and live your life with style. You've been listening to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com, your beauty, entertainment, and lifestyle expert talk guide. I'm Janet Shields Scott, columnist, radio, and TV host. You can like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. For more fun and informative, yes, and celebrity interviews, log on to the website JanetFitBeautyStyle.com. Remember to love, laugh, and live your life with style.
As we end this, let's take a moment to relax. Take a deep breath, inhale, and exhale. Again, inhale, and exhale. As you go throughout the day, stop and take a pause, chill and relax. Please keep in mind that all things which are impossible with man are possible with God.
Let's close out with At Night by Homer T. Williams Jr.
Sponsored by Stuart Reed Law Group, takes care of all your legal needs.